I think the most pressing problem was a severe shortage of foreign exchange. So basically, you had shortages of fuel, you had shortages of imported inputs, you had shortages of imported medicines. The country was really on a path of declining growth and exports. And this was manifested in the shortages, especially the fuel queues. And the reason for all these queues was the country was faced with what we call two shocks. First of all, tobacco earnings in 2011 were much lower than the year before, and some of the major donors cut back their aid. The government's response to this was to tighten restrictions on foreign exchange, and this just made matters worse.
When you say tighten restrictions, what do you mean?
For example, they decreed that foreign exchange bureaus should only transact business with their customers at the official rate determined by the Reserve Bank of Malawi. The problem was that the rate that the Reserve Bank was setting was very far from the true market rate. And so, of course, the forex bureaus stopped operating and a black market developed for foreign exchange.
So it sounds like they had a very dire currency problem. Did this also manifest itself in the form of inflation?
Yes, inflation had begun to pick up. Everybody told us that consumer goods that were imported to the country were being priced as if they had been imported at the black market exchange rate rather than at the official rate.
There's now a new president, Joyce Banda, and she has committed to turning the country around. What policies will Malawi implement to get the country back to economic stability?
I think the new administration has done a couple of things. They moved very swiftly to implement policies that addressed the fundamental problem that they have. So, for example, they devalued the currency and adopted a flexible exchange rate, and this will make exporting activity more profitable and more attractive. They also moved very swiftly to repair relations with major donors. And I think the donors were waiting to see what policies the new government will implement and how it will address some of the human rights concerns that they had before. And once the government started addressing those issues, including re-engaging the IMF in policy discussions, the donors came through with pledges of increased support. So we're beginning to see, if you like, restoration of aid flows.